The once common butterfly has made its 1,700-mile trek to its wintering grounds in Mexico. There's a new Wisconsin Monarch Collaborative website that has specific information on adding habitat and other ways to help monarchs. Caitlin Williamson of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin.
And actually, winter is a great time to get started with planting. In Wisconsin, native milkweed and other native plants require a prolonged period of cold before they germinate and start growing. And so now is a great time, either planting by lightly raking the soil surface or waiting until we have an inch or two of snow-covered ground and sowing seed then.
Williamson says milkweed is crucial to a monarch's existence.
Monarchs require milkweed. It's their host plant, so the larvae need to feed on that. But they also, the adults, feed on native nectar plants. And so when we're talking about recovering monarch populations, it's both milkweed is huge, but also other native nectar plants or wildflowers is also critical.
A new website has been launched by the Wisconsin Monarch Collaborative, wimonarchs.org. Williamson says there are many pages dedicated to creating habitat specific to where you live. Monarch numbers have plunged more than 80% over the last 20 years. The leading cause of the population decline is the loss of milkweed plants. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.